Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Dr. Larry Chase, who is a dairy cow nutritionist at Cornell, and he gave a presentation here at a seminar sponsored by Novus International on improving the efficiency of nitrogen use in dairy cattle rations. And, well, first of all, Dr. Chase, one of the first things that you talked about was the fact that you asked people, do cows really need protein? Do people really need protein? And you know, I guess my thought was sure, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
At the tissue level, what you really need are amino acids as the building blocks for maintenance, growth, lactation, reproduction. So protein's how we get the amino acids, so we really need amino acids, not protein per se.
Mm-hmm. And so the goals here, your goal initially here in explaining this was you want to have more in the milk and less in the gutter at the end of the day.
Right, because we don't want to spend a lot of money to make better quality manure.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think that dairy producers really need to improve their nitrogen efficiency?
I think the most critical reason for dairy producers is to improve their profitability, number one. And then secondly, it does lower the excretion of the environment. But I think the profitability is probably the biggest reason dairymen would be interested.
Mm-hmm. And because you showed how, really, no matter how much protein is fed, the milk production really didn't go up after a certain point, and that more nitrogen in the feed resulted in more urine, and which is then that means more ammonia right into the environment.
Right. As you feed nitrogen above the requirement, the excess nitrogen is excreted in the urine, and that does tend to give you more ammonia, right? And that's not a good use of your feed dollar.
Mm-hmm. How are you telling producers, can they really reduce their protein feed in their rations?
In most herds, we do have the opportunity to do that, and we've done that in a number of herds, and other people have done it also. And as long as you still meet the requirement for the level of milk you're targeting, the excess nitrogen does not help you.
Because really what you said is it's not really the protein, it's the bugs in the rumen that is making the milk, right?
Well, some of the amino acids you need in the intestine to synthesize milk come from microbial protein, which is produced in the rumen by the bugs.
So how low can we go, do you think, as far as crude protein in the rations?
Practically, I think a lot of herds can get down towards 16% or slightly under. A few herds will get lower than 15, but I think practically a lot of herds will be in the high 15s to low 16% protein.
Now, if you're reducing protein in the rations, crude protein, you need to make sure you strike a careful balance. I mean, I guess I would liken it while you were talking about somebody who wants to be a vegetarian. They still have to get the necessary nutrients in their diet. So is that similar here? You have to have a balance. You have to balance in the diet still, especially if you're going to lower crude protein, right?
Right. Because biologically, if you're going to synthesize a unit of milk, there are certain building blocks that you need to synthesize that milk, amino acids and some energy sources. And where those come from, they can come from different things, but you still have to have the balance or you're going to lose milk.
So you're balancing for the amino acids, but you talked about the fact that it sometimes doesn't always work in every case. Why is that?
We still have variability in our feeds, our feed quality, our daily feeding management, variability in feed composition. And some of the programs we use and some of the feed analysis are not perfect yet. So those sources of variability can be the reasons that it doesn't work sometimes.
Now, as you've studied this and done trials, what have you learned as far as lowering CP rations in real herds?
We've learned in the herds that are well managed with minimal variation, we can move this down lower than a lot of us thought we could probably move it down. Mm-hmm. And so we can get significant improvements in efficiency and profitability.
What are the key points to making that work?
You need to have a herd where we've got relatively low daily variability in feeds and feed management, careful control of dry matter intake, and a good ration formulation program, and a dairy producer that's willing to accept a small amount of risk to try this so we don't decrease milk production.
Now, a dairy producer probably shouldn't be going at this by themselves, right? Would you suggest that they get some consultant or some nutritionist help on this?
Well, they would have to work with their feed individual, whether it's a feed company person or a consultant, to evaluate on their farm with their feeds and their management how much opportunity they feel is there that's realistic for them to try to reduce. If they just go out and say, I'm going to arbitrarily just lower protein, they might lower milk production, which is not good.
All right, done right. What do you think the bottom line is in terms? You gave some figures, really, that you could double it. Depend, you put a little bit more, a few cents more in, you get double that back in milk.
In many herds, I think we can see a return of 2 to 3 to 1 when we do this correctly.
And you also talked about you gave them some specific field trial results. Tell me a little bit about what you found in those specific field trials.
Well, what we basically found in the field trials is if we reduce the protein being fed in excess of requirement, we just save the farmer money and lower excretion to the environment without hurting milk production.
And really, it may get to the point where producers are forced to do this. Is that correct?
There are nutrient management regulations in many states, and also EPA has some. They're going to tighten those down. And as we look ahead, they're probably going to regulate ammonia emissions from dairy herds, and all of this fits into lowering the nitrogen overfeeding and improving efficiency of nitrogen use.
So it's time for producers to really start looking at this.
The sooner they start, the more ahead of the game they'll be and the more profitable they're going to be, because it's going to help profitability first and excretion second.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Chase, here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.